The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for, professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Okay, well, hello, my darling.
Hi, we're back. Leanne.
My Karen. Sweaty and pissed.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause and more. Karen Nickel, nurse practitioner.
Leanne Morgan, comedian.
And we're back for more interesting stuff that happens to women.
I know. You magician, and you're a sleuth.
Yes.
And you figure out all these weird things that happen to people. And so now I'm out at baby showers in different places, and people are asking me. And I'm probably giving wrong information.
I know. If I end up in penitentiary orange over this, I'm not going to be happy. But, you know, it's interesting because Andy and I started watching Call the Midwife.
Yes, I've heard that show? It's wonderful. I've not gotten on it. Am I going to have to be in the bed today and watch that and get sciatica?
It's really good. It's really, really good. But it's funny because they typically have some weird disease or something that's happening to, you know, the mother or the baby or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the first sentence they say about the first set of symptoms when somebody brings it up, oh, like, oh, she's got salty skin and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I said, oh, she's got cystic fibrosis. And then like 30 minutes into the show, they're like, she has cystic fibrosis. And Andy's like, how do you do what?
I know. You're like
crazy.
House. You're like House. You need to have a, but you're also a performer. So I think you need a sitcom. I need to write a script about your office and all the characters and all the people in your office. And then you're like Sherlock Holmes of a woman's body. Well, I get in health.
And
man too.
It's driving Andy crazy. Like, oh, that's this. Oh, that's this. Anyway.
Oh, well, I'll watch that and get in the band.
It's good.
With two dolls.
I really like it.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I wanted to talk today about something called diastasis recti. And part of the reason I want to talk about this is, A, I see it in my patients quite a bit. But, you know, when I go to the gym and I'm doing crunches and planks and all these things, I think, I hope that these people are exhaling when they do this. And because when you're doing a crunch or you're lifting, picking up something, and if you hold your breath, you increase intra-abdominal pressure. You increase the pressure inside the abdominal cavity. And when that happens, you know, we push the bladder down, we can separate those muscles in the stomach. And so by exhaling, when you do those exertional things, it avoids that pressure that happens.
Oh.
So that we don't have pressure on the bladder and the uterus and the muscles. And so anyway, so what happens with diastasis recti? And most people talk about it in something that happens to pregnant women, because when we're pregnant, the rectus abdominis muscles, which are the muscles in the front of the stomach that are the six pack.
Okay.
If we ever get it.
Yeah, I remember those. Pack. I should have worn a crop top every day.
Missed that opportunity.
I did. I thought I was fat. Okay.
So those have to separate, obviously, because your belly gets huge. And there's a connective tissue between those muscles right in the middle of the stomach, up and down, called the linea alba, which is a white line, linea line, alba white. So it's a connective tissue thing, and that stretches out so that
you can carry your little baby.
Right, right. And then after we have a baby, sometimes those muscles have a hard time coming back together. But I see it also a lot in menopausal women. And when women come in to me and say, you know, not only am I gaining weight around my stomach, but it's like my I look pregnant and I can't even pull my stomach in anymore. And, you know, I'll do an exam and they've got what we call diastasis recti, where those muscles on either side are pulled apart. And so basically your guts are sort of poking out between the muscles.
Oh, I bet my guts are poking out between my muscles. If I take my pants down right now, can you look at me? Forrest, don't turn around. I bet you that's what's wrong with me. Yeah. I got my last video back of that, you know, that I'll put on YouTube, but you slice it up. My stomach. I look like I've got on a maxi dress. I look pregnant. I look pregnant. Of course, there's up at the top, I've got my hernia mesh, but then it goes down into this big stomach.
Below the hernia, but below the mesh.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm a martyr.
So, and I think for a lot of women, again, we don't know how to lift. We don't exhale when we're lifting. We don't exhale when we're doing exercises like crunches. And we create all this pressure in our abdominal area. And as muscles, and those muscles get weak because we're not exercising them probably as much as we did when we were young. And so they separate and people will get this bulge, and especially like if you're lying down and you sit up, and you look at your stomach and it bulges out when you sit in the action of sitting up. Then that's what's going on. I mean, hernias can also bulge out, but typically if it's like a big central bulge all up and down your stomach, it's from diastasis recti.
So, oh, my Lord.
There is physical therapy for diastasis recti. So there are some physical therapists, I know in our area, and I'm sure in, you know, other areas where people are listening, some physical therapists who have been trained for specific physical therapy for diastasis recti. And then there are exercises you do at home.
Well, I was going to say, you can't fix this on your own.
Yeah, there are some exercises you can do at home, but it does help to have some sessions with a physical therapist to sort of guide you on what to do. And sometimes they'll use a belt that helps keep it together while you're doing the exercises. And we measure how far apart the muscles are in what we call fingers, just finger width. So, you know, anything greater than two to three fingers is what we would call diastasis recti. I had one patient who had a 9-finger separation, and she's a thin woman, but her stomach was just bulging out. She worked hard at home. She did the exercises as she was supposed to. She saw the physical therapist, and she was able to close it down to 1 finger. So, yeah. It made a big difference in her physique. So, okay. You know, I'm just telling people that because I think, again, it's one of those things that is underdiagnosed, and it's easy to, on an exam, to see whether you've got that going on or not.
So you've never noticed that on me?
Never knows that, but it might be something that's newer for you, and it might see. So sometimes it could happen, like after you've started this intensive exercise program that was new or something, and cause those muscles to separate more.
Okay, when you said breathe out, when I was in Texas, I did a Joseph Pilates mat class twice a week with a bunch of old women, and they all looked like Raquel Welch. And at the time, it was inexpensive. Nobody had heard of Joseph Pilates. I mean, this was how many years ago. And I had the most beautiful and fun. She was 50 at the time. Mm-hmm. And she looked like a movie star. And she was our instructor. And she taught us how to breathe. So with Pilates, you breathe out while you're doing. It's very important how you breathe and hold your stomach in while you. And so I whittled down to, I had a 6-pack and had 3 babies. And didn't change my food, didn't do anything. Mm. I flew home to Tennessee and people were like, what in the world have you done? So then I got, it changed my body. Then we moved back to Knoxville, and at the only time then they had Pilates was like, it was like $1,000 a month, and it was on these machines, and only the hoopty-doo people got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I quit going, and I don't know who I said, look at me. It's like you built a natural girdle.
Yeah.
And then it snapped. They said, oh, your girdle has snapped because you haven't been doing Pilates anymore. So I just lost all that. Like, there's stuff that was hanging out over the back of my panties, in the back, in the front, all that. And then, you know, I did CrossFit and all that mess. And then, not that that's mess, but you know what I mean? I did a lot of boot camps, a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I make everything about me. Do I have this?
Well, we'll just do a little exam after this episode and see what you got going on there.
Because there's all kinds of bulges. When I lay down, I think, what in the world is all that? And I think, have I gotten other hernias?
Yeah. Well, that may be. And the fact that you had the hernia surgery may also have set the stage for it to happen more readily.
Okay, what if you don't fix this? What happens?
Well, it's not gonna
hurt anybody.
It's not gonna injure anything. But it's just I get a lot of complaints about my stomach pokes out, stomach's big, and it's just if you get your muscles back in line, they're able to do what they are supposed to do. Because if your rectus abdominis muscles are not in the center, but over to the side, I mean, you're not supporting your back as well. You could end up with, some back problems.
Lower back pain and all that. Oh, I've got that.
Because, your abdominal muscles really keep that core stable so that you don't damage your back.
Yeah, and I know my core is weak. No wonder you exercise all day long every day. You know what in the world could happen to you, which I do, but I don't know all this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. You're right. Everybody I talk to, they go, look at my stomach. I've never had a stomach.
Yeah.
Until they started in perimenopause.
Yeah. Now, and some of it may be gaining some weight around the waist, which tends to happen in perimenopause, menopause. But many times, it's this diastasis recti. And I'm telling you, every time I'm in the gym, I think about this because I'm like, are these people breathing out? They should be breathing out.
Uh-huh. Breathing out.
I feel like I want to get up on that stage and say, can I just tell everybody? You'll thank me for it later. Breathe out when you're, resisting.
When you're resisting, because people do hold their breath.
We hold our breath.
Oh, that is so good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it can be fixed. That's some, and there are some women who after pregnancy, if they can't get those muscles back together, you can have surgery to correct that. It's usually considered a cosmetic surgery, but if you're persistent in doing the work at home that needs to be done, most people can avoid surgery.
Oh, okay. And so we'll have this, the name of this on
our website, or I can put some stuff on the Facebook. Listen. Oh, Lord.
On the Facebook, on that thing called the interweb. That witchcraft. That's what I call it. Voodoo.
Okay. Oh my.
Yeah, we'll put that up there, and then you can tell people, you can go to a physical therapist.
Yeah. And I'll see if I can find a link to maybe a set of exercises to put on there. I should be able to do that.
At midnight when you're not working, doctoring on people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, you know what? We might want to just take a little break and see if we can hear about some of the other podcasts Scruffy Audio Network offers. I think there are some things that you would really like to listen to, and we'd like you to hear about them.
Hey, it's Miranda with Talk Stranger, the podcast where we meet with strangers and we discuss subjects from paranormal to true crime to old story fairy tales to people who are blue that live in the mountains of Kentucky. It's weird. So look for us and listen to us wherever you can find a podcast, or don't. I mean, I don't care. Either or. It would be nice, but you don't have to.
And we're back. So I will put those things on the website and on the Facebook. And I'll try to put a little blurb about how to check yourself for that.
Oh.
So you can see yourself if that's what's going on.
Okay. And so if you're sitting here looking at me and my stomach's hanging out over my blue jeans, you can't tell that. You got to be able to lay down.
Lie down on your back, yeah. And, you know, knees up. And then if you start sitting up, and you see it bulging up
in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my mattress then. Mm-hmm. Chuck and I were on each side of our mattress and rolling over, and we made these big dips in our mattress. And our little dachshund, before she passed away, she sat up on the middle. That was like this little heel, and she'd lay up there like, I'm the queen. We were on the rolling off on the side.
That's so funny. Well, yeah, and you put your fingers just above your belly button. That's why I'll write it out, how I'll describe it on how to do this. But you put your fingers just above your belly button and do that, and you'll be able to feel the separation.
Oh.
And how many fingers.
Yuck. I'm so glad you paid attention in school.
Yeah. So, yeah, if it makes you queasy, don't have your provider do it for you, check it for you.
Yeah, and just tell them what do you need to say to your provider? I feel my stomach. I feel like I'm pregnant. I look pregnant in a maxi dress.
Yeah.
Can
you check me for what you can say, diastasis recti, or just can you check me to see if my abdominal muscles are separating in the middle?
Oh, you smart thing.
So, yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, so we'll check you right after we finish here.
Okay.
I mean, we can tell you in the next episode what that verdict was. You'll be on pins and needles, I'm sure.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye, Leanne.
Bye. Sweaty and pissed.